evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network. And tonight we are on Money and Change Financially Prepped Radio Show with Stu Scheer. You come on over to the Trim Radio Network. We broadcast live all over the world. And I'll tell you what, we have some great merchandise. So if you want to come into our shop and take a look around, we would be grateful if you did it, because we'd love to see you sporting our attire all over the place. Anyway, if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is ask us. Message us and we'll show you how easy it is. And we have new shows coming up all the time. So, anyway, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is considered to be used as just information and not advice. We inform, we don't advise. We always want you to do your own research, and we expressly deny any and all liability. Anyway, that great song there, Price Tag, is by Jesse J, covered under our BMI music license, 615-1658. We do have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. 803-866-1667. And without further ado, I am going to give you Stu.
Hey, Michael. Boy, I'll tell you what, a lot of stuff's going on. And, you know, we've got all these different shows. You know, we've got Fishing in Florida. We've got Money and Change, Bare Knuckles. We've got America's Funniest Dating, I think is what it is.
America's Funniest Online Dates, yes.
Oh, Online Dates. Oh, yeah. Take Point 22. We've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. Spiritual Freedom, Circle of Q, The Brighter Life Show, and Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show.
Yep. Fishing, wow. And Fishing in Florida and Slobberknocker and Offsides. Oh, yeah. We got it all, man.
Hey, we're cranking. We are cranking. So, you know, hey, check into the network. I can get my mouth working here in a minute. And check out our shows. And if you want to go ahead and help support us, go to the section that says shop. And there's a lot of good stuff there. And do that, and that helps keep us on the air, pay the bills, etc. So, anyhow, we've got a lot to talk about. I mean, some crazy stuff. Like I always do a disclaimer before the show. The information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of this owner's or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice, and you should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Now, how about shout-outs? I always do shout-outs. I always got to pat some people on the back, and a big pat on the back for Trim Radio Network for letting me botch up the opening and get tongue-tied here. It seldom happens, but boy, it did tonight. But a big pat on the back to Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. Also, a big pat on the back to University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. And the University of Findlay is in Findlay, Ohio. It's not far from I-75 and 224. And I'll tell you what, it's a good school, great professors, great facilities, good sports teams. They're NCAA Division II. And they have a lot of different classes and courses and degrees available. They have a bachelor's degree, master's degree, and a doctorate in different fields, and you really want to check them out. They have an excellent equestrian studies program and also pre-veterinary program. They also have a doctorate in physical therapy, which you have to have in the state of Ohio, and other great programs. I mean, they are good, and the facilities are excellent. I was just reading something today. It was University of Findlay is one of the top 15 gems in the state of Ohio. And that says something. They're in the top 100 colleges and universities in the United States. They're a good school. And if you like being around some international students, it's fantastic because they have a lot of people there from all over the world. It's really an international campus. And I know when I was going there years ago, way back when, and I think it was before Doctor Who, but anyhow, I actually had friends from South America. I had friends from Israel. I had friends from Jordan. I had friends from Ghana. I had friends from Nigeria, and there were other countries there too, but those were basically some of my friends way back when. And it was interesting. One of the guys that I went to school with, J.P. Nasser, better known as Jack Nasser, was the chairman of the Ford Motor Company, probably 20 years after we graduated. And that was interesting to see that. Another one of the people that I studied with actually became the undersecretary to the country of Ghana. I'm sorry, no, it was Kenya. Kenya. The other guy from Ghana went into the financial business over there. But it's interesting. You run into people from all over the world at the University of Findlay, and you want to check them out. I mean, they really have a good school. I can't say enough about them. Really can't. Well, also, we have Rusty Ducks Custom Pens, and Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens has been putting out some excellent pens, like he always does. No pen leaves his shop until it's absolutely perfect. He doesn't sell anything that's going to fall apart at the drop of a hat. He doesn't do that. The stuff that he puts out, both Michael and I have pens from Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Fantastic. They are fantastic. So if your company or your school needs a presentation pen for a client or a student or whatever, check them out. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. That's RustyDucks Custom Pens. And they're on Facebook. So you want to check them out. Well, a big shout out to Money and Change. That's this show. And we're on at 7 p.m. every Sunday night. And we are live. It seems like just before the Christmas season in December, I had concerts I had to play. And so I get committed to those. And we have to do replays. Other than that, we don't do replays. It's always live because there's always new information coming up. And at Christmas time, hey, people want to celebrate Christmas. And we have a lot of stuff going on. And my concerts that I'm involved in keeps me busy. Not only the practice on Monday nights, but then we turn around and we have our concerts on Sunday nights. And it's something that we really pride ourselves in. It's a 68-piece group. And we play some pretty serious music. And some fun stuff, too. The fun stuff comes during the summer. We like to play a lot of pop stuff. Well, anyhow, Money and Change is live every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Then we have on Wednesdays, My World, Life, Laugh, whatever. And that's at 8 p.m. right here. And we talk about everything. And it's funny. We just don't talk finance. We talk about everything. Fun things. All different types of stuff. And if you ever heard the show that we did live at Christmas time, it was Krampus, K-R-A-M-P-U-S. And that was an interesting thing. Krampus was like the Grinch. But you have to go back and listen to that show. Back in the archives. Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista out in Wisconsin. Yeah, it's cold out there and they have snow. We're a little bit warmer here. Right now, it's 40 degrees. I'll take it. It beats 3 feet of snow and 10 or 20 below. Welcome to Wisconsin, right? Well, anyhow, we have Big Family Homestead. We have Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Fantastic people. They have a farm. It's a small 10-acre farm down near Wiggins, Tennessee, Mississippi. I want to say Tennessee. Wiggins, Mississippi. They're great people. They really are. And they talk about all kinds of stuff. Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. Dave is a fantastic guy. He is in, I believe, South Carolina. I've talked with him a few times before, and I've corresponded with him. He's a great guy, and he talks about the boots on the street and how the economy's going or not going. And then we have Ed Carswell down in West Virginia, and that's Prepper Nurse One. Check him out. I mean, he's trying to build down there, and he's building on a hill. It's a gentle slope until you end up the drop off down to the small river below. It's an interesting place, great view. He's going to have fantastic view there in West Virginia. And he's moving there from upper New York. So he's going from deep snow and cold to where it's a little bit warmer. I don't think they really have snow right now in the hills of West Virginia. But he's trying to set up a nice prepper place down there. Ed's a nice guy. He really is. Well, hey, you know, we have a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. If you ever check our Facebook page, and that's Money and Change on Facebook. It's basically www.facebook.com/group/Money and Change. I do a lot of posting there. Anything that is really pertinent. And today I was listening to, well, Greg Hunter. I love his show because he tells it as it is. And he had John Titus on today, T-I-T-U-S. And he was talking about the Fed confetti party will be ending rudely and abruptly in 2023. And he's a financial analyst, and he's very good at what he does. Well, I posted the whole video up on our website, and you can also check Greg Hunter out on rumble.com. But I always get updates from Greg, and he does a fantastic job, and he doesn't give you any of the, in quotes, bull that you normally hear in other places. It's very factual. He's very good at what he does. He used to be a commentary person at CNN and other networks, and he knows his finance. He really does. He's a good guy. So you want to listen to him. Also, we have Alaska Prepper, and AP, as he's better known, or Rudy, if you really know him. He used to be a finance expert in the U.S. Army, and he knows his stuff. He is really good. Between he and Greg, they are absolutely fantastic sources. I mean, really good. Well, today AP had a thing on his YouTube channel, the Alaska Prepper, and it said, FDIC, expect to get the news on a Friday night. And I saw that and I thought, hey, I better put that on our website. So I put a link to it. And what he's saying is the Fed is basically saying that if we ever have any problems with the markets and the banks are going to have to shut down for a little bit or other problems, it's always going to come on a Friday night because then the banks will be closed over the weekend. And I keep listening to this and, oh, if stuff's going to hit the fan, it's going to be on Friday night. After everybody's gone home in Washington, D.C., they're not meeting on Saturdays and Sundays. So guess what? All the bad news comes out on Fridays in Washington. Then they'll go home for the weekend and then they resume again on Monday. So that's on our website. And I always say, hey, let's join us live every Sunday. And one thing I forgot to mention to you guys, I really forgot. Happy New Year. It's 2023. And there's a lot of stuff going on. There really is. And that's financially. You know, our national debt Wow, I looked at that. I cannot talk about it and give you numbers. So they're flying by. And our national debt is over $31 trillion, almost $31.5 trillion. And the numbers are just flying. They're actual numbers. The debt per citizen is $94,165. And the debt per taxpayer is $246,866. Wow, that's a lot of stuff. And the feds keep spending and spending and spending and spending. And it's scary. I mean, they're selling us into debt. I mean, extreme debt. And that's what's really, really scary, because you get so far into debt, then you go bankrupt. Or you issue something called a central bank digital coin, a CBDC, which means it's all based on numbers. You can change the numbers anytime you want. And today I was hearing from Greg Hunter's show about the banks saying that, okay, we may have a bail-in. Now, do you know what a bail-in is? When we had the first financial crisis back in 2008, the Fed had to bail out banks that were too big to fail. And they had to give them a bunch of money, but they had to pay it back. Well, maybe things have gotten so bad, now they're talking bail-ins. In other words, to bail out the banks, they have to take your money and my money to help pay off the debts that the banks created. I don't know about you, but it's scary. And in listening to Greg Hunter's show today and Titus, they were saying, look at putting your money into something called a credit union, because they operate differently than a bank. My feeling is this: know your bank, know your bankers. If your bank took TARP money back in 2008 and they've paid it off and they're in fairly good financial shape, okay, keep them. If not, look around and find a better bank. Now, what I've done is as an experiment, I joined a credit union. And I have just a little bit of money in there, and I'm looking to see how everything goes. And I do have one share of stock in that company. And after listening to Greg Hunter and Titus, I'm thinking, I'm probably going to move some money. I don't have a lot, but I'm going to move it. So not only do I have basically three banks, a little bit in each bank. So if something goes south, I can go ahead and get my other money taken care of. And it isn't much, but it's something. But I'm looking at credit unions, and Glenn Beck has talked about credit unions, and Greg Hunter's talked about credit unions. And I'm thinking, hey, maybe I should do that. So, you know, I just a lot of thinking to happen here. They're saying the end of the year report for the finance world will come out sometime late March, early April, and then we'll find out the skinny on what's going on. I would be worried. And you only have a short amount of time to kind of fix it. They were talking about buying gold and silver. Well, I just read a report today that China is buying more gold. Russia is buying more gold. Maybe they're going to go to a gold standard and we're going to be left out in the cold. I don't know. You'll never know the exact time and date when the markets are going to crash. You'll never know that, because they're not going to tell you. And when they do it, it will be their choice. And all of us little people, us peonies, if you know what that is, we get stuck. I don't want to be in that type of position. I don't know about you. My recommendations have always been pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term food. Be able to purify water and store it. Also, make sure you have plenty of your medications if you need them. And buy things to keep you warm in the warm season and cool in the summertime. And I've done that. I've got a power generator, which is 8,000 watts. It's good enough to do a house. And I've also got solar generators that I can put up and generate power if I need to. I'm trying to be prepared. And people say, well, are you a prepper? No, I'm not a prepper. But I know if the power goes out in my location, which it seldom does, at least I'll be able to run lights, computer, hook up to the internet, do what I have to do.
Stu, are you a pepper?
No. Are you a pepper too?
Well, he's a pepper. She's a pepper. We're all Dr. Peppers.
I know. I hate that drink. I cannot drink that stuff. Oh my God, it leaves a foul taste on my mouth.
I'm sorry. I had to interject that. I don't know where that came from.
I know. You're just having fun back there. You're just making all kinds of faces and rolling your eyes around and just causing all kinds of problems.
All right, I'll leave you alone. Sorry.
You can't leave me alone for 2 seconds. We have more fun on this show because you guys don't know what happens before the show and you don't know what happens after the show. But now you're finding out what actually happens during the show. It's total insanity here. Total insanity.
Oh.
Well, it's time to go to the mortuary. No, we won't go to the mortuary. No. I'm not a prepper, but I do believe in keeping a little bit of extra food. And if we're going to have something to drink, it better hadn't be Dr. Pepper. There's no way I can. Oh, I can't stomach that stuff.
Shrink it down.
Well, besides that,
here's the funny thing about it: shrink it down.
Clear liquids.
And no matter what, he stole
unalcoholic clear liquids. So that leaves out other things,
which is really cool.
Anyhow, but you know, we have to prep for this stuff because things are getting worse
and do my other stuff.
Danny down in Wiggins, Mississippi, he's telling it like it is.
And as long as
I'm hearing the same thing from other sources, I'm hearing it from Greg Hunter. I'm hearing it from
muted there, and my videos.
Oh, everybody else, and it's scary. So please pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy long-term food, whether it's canned, freeze-dried, or whatever. I don't even care if it's MREs. I don't even know how they taste, but check them out. Be prepared at least to be able to cover yourself for a month. Somebody told me financially you should keep at least a month's worth of cash available to pay your bills. Somebody else came out and they said 3 months' cash to pay your bills. Well, just make sure you can store it safely. Well, hey, let's get into the current stuff right now. Morgan Stanley, after a chaotic 2022, the rest of the world will outperform the U.S. stocks. And that came out today on Zero Hedge, and it was by Andrew Sheets, Chief Cross Asset Strategist for Morgan Stanley. And he's saying that, and I'm like, well, I don't know. Morgan Stanley didn't do too good during the 2008 crisis. And JP Morgan Chase didn't do too good. Bank of America didn't do too good. Wachovia Bank didn't do too good. And the only banks that really did well were farm-based banks and credit unions. Remember that, farm-based banks and credit unions. And if Morgan Stanley says we're going to have a problem and Bank of America says we're going to have a problem, then we might have a problem. When the big banks start to sweat, you know we have a problem. And so with that, you know, you might check out My Patriot Supply. They don't pay me to say this, but, you know, to get long-term food, things like that, you want to be able to do that. There's another problem with oil. There was a notice that came out. It said Colonial Pipeline shuts critical conduit supplying fuel to Northeast after spill. And it says the critical conduit supply fuel to the U.S. Northeast was halted on Wednesday when the Colonial Pipeline temporarily shut operation after a spill in the latest disruption to energy flows following an outage in the Keystone oil pipeline last month. And as Bloomberg first reported, some product was released at Colonial WITT delivery station near Danville, Virginia, prompting a shutoff of its line 3. And this comes out of Texas and goes all the way up into Massachusetts. And it's a major pipeline. And the gas prices are going up. I mean, today, I procrastinated. I'm not normally a procrastinator, if I can ever pronounce it. But, you know, I thought yesterday, well, coming back from a trip, I thought, I'll just go ahead and get gas. Well, I got back into town. I said, no, I'll get it Sunday. So I went out to get it today. The truck was already there at the gas station offloading diesel fuel. There must have been a big run on diesel fuel. Luckily, I don't have that. But the prices on gas, $3.09 for regular unleaded. Now, tomorrow, I'm waiting to see if the prices go up even higher. And maybe I should get that, what is it, Mega Millions? That's almost $1 billion or over $1 billion. Maybe I ought to invest in that. But you're statistically, I think you're probably better off being hit by lightning or run over by a car than actually buying a lottery ticket. But the prices are going to go up. And everybody that I have listened to, and it's a daily event with me, I always listen to financial news. It's like they're saying the prices are going up. The prices are going to go up with food. It's going to go up with gasoline, paper, yada, yada, yada. I mean, prices are going up. And they're not going to come down. And to beat that, you better start growing your own garden this summer. You better, because prices are going to go through the roof. Oh, and Amazon, my favorite shopping place. I don't know about you, but I use Amazon, yeah, a couple times a week. At least a minimum once a month. But Amazon is to fire 18,000 workers as tech layoffs surge. And it said, the Zero Hedge said, the sales force told employees early Wednesday that 10% of its workforce would be cut. And the layoffs announcements keep coming as Amazon told employees last night that thousands of jobs would be eliminated due to uncertain macroeconomic conditions. In other words, overall economic conditions are not looking good. And Amazon CEO Andy Jassy, J-A-S-S-Y, published a memo on the company's blog about eliminating 18,000 jobs, many of which are concentrated in the firm's corporate ranks. Well, if they're laying off corporate, what are they going to do farther down the line? You better have a second job. That's all I can tell you. Well, here we go. Tom Osinek, Ozimek of the Epoch Times said that 2023 spells big trouble for U.S. economy. Majority of large banks warn. Remember, it's large banks. That's what scares me. When all the large banks or the majority of them start saying it's going to be a bad year, how many bad loans do they have? What's the percentage on it, rates? What are they going to be? Or how much money did they gamble? And they think that they're going to lose on that gamble. You always got to look up derivatives. That's how banks make money. And hedge funds, that's how they bet their money, actually your money. That's why I don't like banks that do that. Hedge funds and derivatives are very nasty things. And if you can ask your banker how they are on hedge funds and derivatives and get an honest answer, that would be really good to find out. If they have a lot of hedge funds and they have derivatives, in other words, money that they're deriving funds to run the bank, well, then I would take a look at that. Especially the hedge funds. That's where they gamble with your money. Well, anyhow, Tom Azimek was saying that, you know, it spells problems. And he said, the Wall Street Journal predicts that the United States will fall into the grips of a recession in 2023, and that millions of Americans will lose their jobs. The institutions that predict the coming recession expect consumer spending to weaken as Americans deplete their savings, and an aggressive Fed drives up borrowing costs as banks' lending standards get tighter. When the rates go up, lending gets tighter, especially new homes, cars, things like that. I once had a deal where I thought getting a car at a 17% interest rate was fantastic, but that was back in the 80s, the Jimmy Carter era. Probably the next to last bad president the United States had. Well, we're going to have soaring inflation according to CPI, Consumer Price Index, and the banks. So if you're not buying food and saving money, putting some aside so you can pay your bills with cash, because cash will be king, you better start. And if you don't have money and you're living basically paycheck to paycheck, or you're borrowing extra money to make ends meet because the paycheck doesn't cut it and they don't have extra jobs available, you are going to be in a world of hurt, because if everything collapses, the social services are not going to come and help you. They will help you to a degree, and then all of a sudden, there's no more money. Food banks. People go and use food banks. There's always a problem in Cincinnati. People always need to use one of, I think, two or three food banks they have there. And then if you go to like Dayton, Ohio, their food banks are running into problems. So you think those aren't really big cities. Cleveland is not really a big city. You have New York and Philadelphia and Chicago. Yeah, they have problems there. They also have high crime. If you research the crime statistics in the United States, you're going to find out that a lot of the large cities, not all, but a lot of the large cities have a lot of crime. They have a lot of homelessness, a lot of poverty. Gee, how did they get that way? Who's running the show? Well, you know, we were going to get into top financial resolutions. You know, everybody from the time they're in grade school up to present time, they're saying, let's make New Year's resolutions. How many of you have actually kept your New Year's resolutions? Think about it. How many did you make for this year? I mean, coming up on New Year's Eve and people are supposed to have their resolutions written down. How many actually made the resolutions? Write them out. Did you put them on the wall? Did you post them someplace to say, this is what I'm going to follow? And then 6 months from now, are those being followed at all? I gave up on resolutions years ago. Not that I made very many, but it's kind of scary. Because then you say, well, times change, things change, jobs change, financial status changed. I had a friend of mine that just got married yesterday. Well, his financial status is going to change. And I got to pat Artie and Robin Parker in a little town called Piqua, Ohio. I wish them the best. They're two great people. Funny as all get out. I saw the videos of their wedding, and I was laughing so hard. They had a comical preacher from Kentucky doing it. And he was funny. He really was. And hopefully they have their resolutions written down, and hopefully they have a very good life together because they're both great people. So hats off to Robin and Artie. Well, financial resolutions. Okay, some people can keep them, some people can't. And some people say, well, why should I do them? Well, it's kind of like proper planning. You want to save more money. That would be number one. And almost half the Americans do not have a rainy day fund. Do you have one? You want to. The Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, they would like you to have that type of a fund. Build up some reserves. And they're saying build up 12 to 18 months take home income and build it up because you may need it. Well, when FINRA says that, I would almost double it, but nobody can really. It's a lot of money. Repay 20% of your credit card debt. And Americans own way too much credit card debt, and that debt is extremely expensive. And something eventually has to give. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I used to have credit card debt. And I paid it off. I'd get more debt, and then I would pay it off. I would get more debt, and then I would pay it off. Well, guess what? I don't have any debt. My car is paid for. My house has been paid for. My credit card is paid off. I have two credit cards. One is kind of an emergency. But that's paid off. I don't have to worry about interest. And interest is what kills you. So repay your 20% of your credit card debt. Get that down. Actually, I would do more than that. Pay them off. And always buy things in cash. C-A-S-H, you know, the green stuff that comes in handy. Improve, I'll get this right yet, your wallet score. Your wallet score is like your credit score, but it grades your finances overall. What's your credit history? Have you figured it out yet? Have you checked out with the different credit companies what your score is? You know, I walked into my credit union and they said, well, we need some information on your credit score. I said, okay. But I said, everything's paid off. And they came back and they said, well, you're right. And the one that's the most conservative says you have a credit score of 880. And that's good. You have to fight back against inflation. You have to make realistic budgets and stick to it. A budget. Have you made a budget? Do you know what your budget is? How closely do you follow your budget? That's important. Don't overspend. Watch your budget. Pay bills right after receiving your paycheck. Pay them off. Pay them off before the monthly due date, especially on credit cards or, for example, this god-awful internet bill that I've got. I've got my home phone, I've got the internet, I've got cable TV, and it's a killer. It's $224. No, I'm sorry, $244 a month to have all that I have 24/7, 7 days a week. What I need to do is to stop watching TV, cable TV, and just go to an antenna. I'll probably save probably $70 or $80 a month that way. But there are some shows I like. So I'm debating on that right now. Use different credit cards for every purchase and debt. Or different cards? If I only used one and I knew what I was paying on it, I don't know, I wouldn't diversify it that much. Get an A in financial literacy. You know, learn how to do things. There's a wallet literacy quiz that you can get. And you can take that. Sign up for credit monitoring, like Experian and TransUnion. And you can check them for free. I think it's once a year, maybe twice a year. Check them out. Make sure you have enough insurance for a catastrophe. So is your house covered for a full replacement? Or what happens if you pay for the house, but you forgot the furnishings? You have to have that covered. What about the computer? What about your laptop, your desktop, your cameras, your printer, microphones? Is that insured? How about your cell phone? That's when it gets scary. Those are some things that I'm going to mention them again this next Wednesday. And we'll talk about setting up your budget. You know, it's kind of tough out there, and we've got just a little bit of things to cover. But Matt Pippenberg, Pippenburg, he said, broke countries do bad things. He said, when broken, debt-soaked developed economies suffering from years of fantasy money printing to solve fatally rising debt levels collide with history blind and economically ignorant policymakers, the end result is always the same. Liberty sinks, currencies die, and control rises. Isn't that what's happening right now? Economically ignorant policymakers. I would say probably, you could probably find 535 of those in Washington, D.C. Oh, there might be a couple of good ones, but I doubt it. And then you could take a look at some of the big policymakers with banks and the Fed and so forth. And you always end up with less liberty, currencies die, they have more inflation, and control rises. In other words, the Fed clamps down on interest rates, how much loans that you have available to give out. Inflation rises, and guess what? You're paying more for your food, which is what we're doing now. I don't know about you, but in going to Aldi's once a week, sometimes I find a good deal, sometimes I don't. In going to even Rural King, they have food now. It's like Tractor Supply, only much bigger. And they don't have very many of them around, but they have some pretty good deals on things. For example, a friend of mine was asked if she could go along, and I said, okay, that's fine, you can do that. And so we stopped off to get something to eat, and then we went over to Rural King, and she says, I want to check out the cat litter. Well, the cat litter was about a dollar cheaper than any place else. Not that I keep track of cat litter. I could care less about cat litter. But talking about that, and then she said, well, I want to go check out bags of cat food for specialty foods for cat. And it was a $4 difference. It was cheaper getting it there than it is going to a regular grocery store and getting stuff. And it was the same product. And they had some decent sales on different things. But being budget conscious, I didn't exactly want to go buy a bunch of stuff. I mean, she's walking around going, oh, look at this, look at this, look at this. I wish I had. No, I have a budget, sorry. If you didn't bring your wallet, I'm not going to do instant loans. But we end up with bad situations happening. And the evidence is everywhere, left, right, and center. It's getting dangerous out there. You know, we talked earlier about the CBDCs, the central bank digital coins. One of the big lies of the and omissions for that, there are many obvious yet omitted dangers and motives beyond the CBDC, as lies of omission are the most common symptoms of a benevolent tyranny. What neither the IMF or BIS, Bank of International Settlements, or Powell, the FDIC, or the Fed, discussed are likely the most honest motives behind the CBDC. It kills the crypto competition, literally. They control everything once that's done. The debt would be reset and it would be negative rates. In other words, bail-ins, not bail-outs. And basically, as they're saying here, screw the people. It's a cashless controls state. If you don't vote our way or believe in what we believe, your money's cut off. So guess what? Your retirement's cut off. Any benefits are cut off. You either do it our way or it's the highway. That's what's getting scary. Control. I've said this, I don't know how many times, it's all about control. They want to control everything you do. The Chinese have cameras everywhere. If you don't behave and they can pick you out of a crowd and you're misbehaving, you're in trouble. Guess what? You can't ride the trains from now on for a month because you've been bad. You talked against the government. You've been bad. So you lose your flight privileges on airplanes. They control you, and it's all about control. Do we really want to have that type of thing? I don't think so. I'm a conservative, but I'm also a libertarian in a way. You know, just leave me alone. Let me live my life peaceably. And I'll do that. But it gets scary on digital currency. It really does. And we're going to run into that. We'll talk a little bit more next week about digital currency. I might even talk about it Wednesday. But you have to check our Facebook page. Check us out, because Money and Change is there to help you. I want you to be successful. I don't want you to get into total debt and have to dig out of it. And I'm getting more people wanting to listen to the show, to get into our webpage to see what's going on and look at the suggestions we give on saving money. Do some comparison shopping. It takes you a little bit more time. Watch your interest rates on your credit card. And if the bank says, well, we're going to issue a new card, but the rate's also going up, I would be looking for another bank credit card. And you have to check that all the time. Don't get into debt. Get out of it. Debt kills. And if you can remember that, just debt kills. Save your money. Buy frugally. You'll get through this in 2023, 2024, 2025 even. But you have to start living smart. Pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term food, whether it's canned or freeze-dried or whatever. Maybe start a garden. Make sure you have your medications. Make sure that you're prepared for the weather. That would be something if all of a sudden something happened to the power grid, which there was another report, and I believe it was Dave Kobler brought it out, that there was another power station that was hit. Somebody ran their truck into the fencing, and then the truck caught on fire, and it basically did a number on the distribution unit and caused people to lose power. You know, you have to be prepared for stuff like that. And the power companies just can't keep up with all of it. If it all happens at once, you're going to be on your own. So do you have kerosene lamps? Do you have those available? Do you have plenty of batteries? Do you have lights? Do you have a way to cook your food? You know, I got a propane grill. I can cook. I can go charcoal too if I have to. I could go alcohol to do that with an alcohol burner. But I'm telling you, be prepared, because in the winter months, something happens and everything starts to go south, we're in trouble. That's the old SHTF type of thing. But what you have to do is prepare. And I'm really not a prepper, and God knows I hate Dr. Pepper. Oh, that stuff's ridiculous. That leaves a taste in your mouth. Some people like it. I don't. But as far as being prepared, yeah. You know, I got to watch what's going on. I got to watch so that I can tell you what's going on. And hopefully I can help you save money and be prepared in the process. You can go to My Patriot Supply, and they don't pay me to say this, but you can go there or other places and get long-term food. You can also get heirloom seeds. When you plant your garden, then you can eat the fruit or the things out of the garden, but save the seeds that were in that. For example, and I've done this with tomatoes and cucumbers, I've been able to save the seeds, to wash them, to dry them, and store them. The next year, you go ahead and replant them. And you can do this year after year after year with heirloom seeds, where you can't with some of the seeds that you find in Home Depot, Lowe's, and other places. And so that's one way of saving money. Learn how to garden. This year, my garden was, it was nothing. It was bad. Everybody was having the same problem. I fertilized it, did everything, but I didn't have heirloom seeds. So I ordered some heirloom seeds, and I was using My Patriot Supply. You can get them on the internet. You can probably even go to Amazon and get whatever you need in heirloom seeds. But be prepared. And if you're not, you could be in trouble. whether it's this spring or this fall or during the summer, whatever, you could be in trouble. How much water do you have stored up? Purified water. If something happens, there's no power, then you can't get water from the city services, or you can't pump your wells. You got to have water to drink. What happens when your refrigeration goes down? How do you save your food that's there? A lot of things to consider, guys. And that's one of the biggest things. And with money and change, that's why I'm trying to alert everybody to the possibilities of things happening. And when they do, and if you're prepared, then you're in good shape. If not, you're going to be hurting. And I hate to see people hurting, especially when they listened and didn't prep. There are a lot of people out there that listen. There are a lot of people that don't listen. And then there's some people, and I won't mention Michael Bejas's name, likes to get on and kid me about Dr. Pepper. Am I a prepper too? Well, anyhow, Michael, that's all that Dr. Pepper thing. I'm going to get even with you. I swear I'm going to get even with you. I know it does. And that's what makes it interesting, because we have fun on this show. Besides me trying to cover all the financial stuff and try to help people out, then you're snickering in the background going, I'll get even with you, my pretty.
Actually, I was showing Parker all the different controls and everything for the show and how to get everything set up. And so he's all set across the street, which is great. Another new show. Parker's
talking. Well, I'll tell you what, when you were twisting the dials over there, my neighbor's outhouse exploded. So I just wondered if you hit the right switch. Anyhow, guys, have a good week. We'll talk to you Wednesday on My World, and then again next Sunday. So have a good day. See ya.
All right, Stu. Take care. Thank you all for tuning in to Trim Radio Network. We always enjoy having you guys tune in. Very blessed to have our listeners. So thank you very much, guys. And you know what? With that, we will catch you guys next time.